Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 131, where we discuss Rosabeth Moss Kanter's 1972 book, Commitment and Community, Communes and Utopias in Sociological Perspective, published by Harvard University Press. Commitment and Community was written based on Kanter's dissertation study at a time when hippie communes were popular. She wondered what drove people to start or join these communes and what factors enabled a commune's survival. At the heart of the study is the concept of utopia, an idealized community that a group of supposedly like-minded individuals aspire to create in order to escape from or avoid an imperfect regular society. The U.S. became a magnet for the creation of such utopias since its early history, due to the vast available terrain and the fact that many early Americans escaped religious persecution, economic oppression, ethnic conflict, and other difficulties from elsewhere. In the mid-19th century, the desires for new societies that operated under different rules and norms fueled the creation of such communes. Groups of people who were either organized by a charismatic leader or who collectively decided to withdraw from society would go out into the wilderness to start something new. Over the following century and a half, such utopian pursuits became a part of American culture, whether it was for religious, economic, or psychosocial aims. Through examination of archival data, Kanter explained the appeal of joining such communes, what she referred to as utopian ideals. The pursuit of perfect societies that escape or fend off society's imperfections, the exercise of an orderly life in contrast to the chaos and unpredictability of the outside, a strong sense of brotherhood that brings the commune members together more strongly than the harsh external environment, and several other factors. She also formulated a conceptual framework to explain why some communes were successful while others were not, outlining one of the first theories on organizational commitment. Kanter explained commitment as based on individuals' instrumental, affective, and moral considerations. She also uncovered the organizational mechanisms that help develop each type of commitment: sacrifice, investment, renunciation, communion, mortification, and transcendence. After examining the success and failure of 19th century communes, she also provides an analysis of contemporary efforts in the 1960s and 70s to revive utopian communities. She finds that contemporary communes tended to fall into two groups, what she called retreat communes and service communes. The former tended to fail because the commitment among members was largely based on escaping society without necessarily agreeing to or abiding by the rules and norms of the commune. Thus, such groups were fragile and more likely to experience conflict in times of crisis. On the other hand, service communes remained connected to society and often vowed to fix society's problems, whether directly through service projects or simply by being an example to society through enacting its collective values. These tended to be more selective of who was allowed in and what projects they undertook, and therefore sustained commitment of members for much longer periods of time. However, there was also a dark side to the story in which some communes became very dangerous and threatening to both larger society and its members. As part of our discussion for applying Kanter's ideas to contemporary internet-enabled social movements and organizations, we will discuss the potential for creating dystopias instead and the potential ways to identify and avoid them. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.